Okay, this is the second, I would say this is probably the second game that I've played, that I've really enjoyed, that's come from a game jam. The first one was Mushroom 11 that came out earlier in the year. How did you guys come up with this idea in one day? Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So funny story. Mushroom 11 actually came out of the same event that we came out of.
That's great. They're great guys too.
It was a global game jam event. It's like a worldwide sort of organized weekend thing. And we went to a local meetup, and we got to this local meetup, and we were talking about like we formed a team, and we looked at this theme, and the theme that year for that global game jam was this picture, of the snake eating its own tail. What's this all about? It's the Ouroboros, and it's the symbol of like life and death and renewal and rebirth and infinity and that sort of thing. And I've done game jams before, and I really, whenever I'm doing a game jam and you have a theme like that, I really try to think about it like, oh, sure, you can make like an adventure game that tells a story that uses this, or you can like use art or something like that. But my favorite thing to do is to try to think of, okay, how can you make that theme, like, how can you make gameplay about that theme? Mm. And so that was the conversation that we had as a group. We explored some different ideas and talked about some different like influences, things like, I know for me, I was playing Limbo at the time, mm-hmm. Spikes and saw blades and all of that. Another one was sort of, Super Meat Boy, where, you're running all around in the level, and as you're playing Super Meat Boy, you die and you retry and you die and you retry and you die and retry. But every time you restart, Super Meat Boy leaves these kind of like pixelated blood splatters all over the level.
Yeah.
And every time you restart, all of those blood and all of those markings get left all over the level, and you can see where you were before. And so I think that was kind of an interesting, like, kind of thing, like, oh, well, what if we took that idea a little bit further? What if it wasn't just, like, these blood splatters, but what if you actually left, like, the bodies behind when you died?
Mm-hmm.
And then other sort of puzzle platformers, like, kind of like Braid has its, like, self-cooperation and that sort of thing. And I think we just, we kind of talked about these different, like, puzzle platformer mechanics and different ideas about death and dying and came to this sort of like, well, what if you had to like die to make a body to hold down a button, or what if you had to die to create a safe platform to get across some spikes or whatever? And that's where we got to.